USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are added police patrols near Jewish places of worship in New York City and state following a Saturday night stabbing attack at a Hanukkah party. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The state's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking with reporters near the crime scene Sunday morning, calling the attack an act of domestic terrorism.
Let's call it what it is. These people are domestic terrorists. And the law should reflect that, and they should be punished as if it was an act of terrorism.
The stabbing attack happening inside a rabbi's home during a Hanukkah celebration. A suspect is in custody.
The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit 5 targets, 3 in Iraq and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Food and Drug Administration has quickly implemented a new signed law raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products nationwide from 18 to 21, according to the agency's website. An update on the FDA site notifies readers that with last week's signing of an amendment to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by President Trump, it is now illegal for a retailer to sell any tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. 19 states and the District of Columbia have already raised the minimum age to 21. The FDA had the discretion to take up to 6 months to amend its policies and a further 90 days to implement them after President Trump signed the amendment into law December 20th as part of a sweeping $1.4 trillion government spending measure. But rather than granting a lead-in period, the agency is officially notifying retailers that the higher minimum age is already in effect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A famous Hollywood producer is in trouble again. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. The office now has to decide whether to move forward with prosecution. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. No charges have yet been filed against the 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves. Dozens of women, including actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong, and Ashley Judd, have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, while actress Asia Argento, Rose McGowan, and others have accused the Oscar winner of raping them. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial January 6th in New York on charges he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013.
Russia says it stopped a terrorism attack reportedly planned in St. Petersburg because of a tip from Washington. A Russian news agency says 2 Russians were detained on suspicion of plotting attacks during New Year's festivities. The Kremlin says Putin passed on his gratitude to President Trump during a special Sunday phone call. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.